It is Friday the 13th, Friday, September the 13th of 2024. Currently in downtown Wausau, another pleasant start weather-wise, fair skies, temperature stands at 60 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in this hour, as we wrap up our portion of the work week, we'll be talking Wisconsin sports. Talk to Paul Micklig, the head football coach at Newman Catholic High School. They are getting ready for a long road trip tonight, heading off to Niagara for a game, but he'll stop in and talk about what's happening with the Brewers, who have a magic number of 7. The Packers are getting set to try to get their first win of the season, taking on the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday at Lambeau Field. And, of course, the big one for the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow at Camp Randall when the Crimson Tide of Alabama pay a visit to town for an 11 o'clock kickoff. So plenty to talk about. Paul Micklig joining us at 9:20 this morning on the program. Speaking of sports, again, we have a pair of games tonight here on 98.9 WXCO. We have the Wausau West Warriors and the D.C. Everest Evergreens, a big one in the WVC. Tom Field and Wausau, I'm sure it will be packed, and we'll have the broadcast live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. And I know that there's a stream of it, but you can also listen to the radio. And you know who does the stream for the D.C. Everest Evergreens? Zaleski Sports?
I don't, actually.
Chris Conley. So he's right in the booth next to me.
Wow.
Actually, I saw him the last...
That's a good test of your patience right there.
Actually, I saw him the last 2 weeks. It's all good fun, you know. Radio fun, right? Radio fun,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, radio fun.
I saw him at games last 2 weeks as well. But it's always interesting. The radio competition always continuing. And again, I try to put on, I think, the best broadcast possible. And I hope that folks that even... And there is actually a stream that we do... are part of as well with my broadcast through the Wausau West Huddle. And if you go to the Wausau West Facebook page, I believe you can get a link to that, so you can actually get both a video stream and also my broadcast. But, you know, even if you're just tuned in and you have a stream up, you can turn down that volume and put up our stream, our audio stream, with the pictures as well. But I know that we're in a kind of a different era, but it's still important for folks who are traveling around, I think, to be able to hear the broadcast and to be able to have the games here on the radio and also on our website and on our app and all sorts of different ways to get the broadcast. But I'll be on the air. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO and on our online sources and our Civic Media app and the such. But that's not all, because we go in deep, big with our high school sports broadcast. And Jeremy Cole will be on the broadcast tonight from Marathon with Ian Welsh at the other end, pushing the buttons, getting the commercials on the air and making sure that things are going smoothly. But the Marathon Red Raiders have a big one tonight as well. Marathon taking on Amherst. And Amherst, 3-0 overall, 1-0 in the CWC Large Marathon, 2-1 overall, but 1-0 in the conference as well in that game at Marathon High School. You can hear the game on the Sports 2 stream live. Again, if you go to BullFallsRadio.com, if you go to the Civic Media app and the Bull Falls Radio page on the app, there's a button that says Primary Stream, which will be my broadcast on the radio, and everything else that's always on the air is on the Primary Stream. But we do have special sports streams on there as well, Sports 2 and Sports 3. And tonight we're using Sports 2 for the Marathon Red Raiders. And all you have to do is open up your app, click on Sports 2, and live at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff is Jeremy and the Marathon Red Raiders. And also, if you just go to our website, BullFallsRadio.com, you'll see the schedule of all of our programs. And then at the bottom, there's a stream. You hit play to hear the on-air stream. But at the bottom of the schedule, it says listen to Sports 2 and listen to Sports 3. Just click on the listen to Sports 2, start it up, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of the football game from Marathon tonight. So again, you can hear that game live at 6:35. And also, if you want to make it a big night of high school football, listen to me at 6:35 on the radio, and then when I'm done, we will play back the Marathon Amherst game on a tape delay basis right after our game here on 98.9 WXCO. So it's all there. And of course, as well, if you miss any of our broadcasts, last night I was over in Merrill for the Wausau West volleyball team taking on the Merrill Blue Jays. We had a broadcast for Merrill High School. It's up on our podcast page, BullFallsRadio.com. You can click on sports or click on shows. You'll be able to find the broadcast of all of our previous high school sports events right there as well. So if you miss any of the action, you can always go back and tune in as well. So it's all there with all this technology out there these days. So again, hopefully people can join us for a big night of high school football this evening.
Lots of ways to enjoy high school sports.
There certainly are. You can be out in the crowd or you can be at home listening as well.
And the best part is the Packers and Badgers games are not on a Friday.
They're on the weekend.
Has supposed to be.
I don't have any complaints today. You know, last two Fridays I've had complaints. I would be complaining 2 weeks ago about the Badgers playing, and then last week I complained about the Packers playing.
That Brazil a Packer game, for me, it doesn't count.
It's actually funny. Kenny Clark was complaining about the turf in Brazil, saying it was really just garbage.
Yeah, I saw a couple of highlights of that because the players were
slipping.
They had the cleats on, too, and because the field itself was just, I'm not sure if it was a wet or if it was just a different kind of turf, but they were not able to keep good footing on the field.
I know, and it's an injury issue. And the thing about it, the whole reason for that game is all about money.
It was just a power move. So
spend the little extra money it takes to make sure that these 200-pound guys, 250-pound guys, 300-pound guys, 350-pound guys have a decent surface so they don't have to worry about some sort of silly injury that occurs just because of the surface.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's bad enough that Jordan Love got hurt.
And the thing about they were talking about somebody asked J.J. Watt on social media last week during the game about all the people slipping. And he said that field was basically a soccer stadium. Mm-hmm. And the turf for a soccer stadium can be outstanding. It can be a great turf, but it's not made to take the pounding of a 300-pound football player. It's made for a guy that's maybe 175 pounds and going across lightly, more lightly than a football player who digs into that turf. So the turf has to be set up differently for a soccer game as compared to a football game. So, again, that was J.J. Watt's theory on why there were some issues involving the Eagles and the Packers last Friday night during that game in Brazil. But you've heard the voice. Let's give the proper introduction. He is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer. He is Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Today's
the make or break point for the number of the day, isn't it?
I was going to say, the one thing we have not said that we have coming up here in this hour is our daily history lesson, which comes in the final segment of the show. And then after I go through some famous events that occur on this day in history, some celebrity birthdays, days that are being acknowledged, special days here today as well, we always wrap things up with our number for the day. And we make it as a quiz for Ian. And we give Ian three choices and try to, you know, stump him. And hopefully he gets it right. And every week we say you have to be about 33%. People say, why 33%? Well, it's because we give you three choices, and based on the math, just guessing, you should get one out of three. And that's 33%. So if you're above that, you're ahead of the curve. If you're below that, you're below the curve and you're failing. And for the last couple of months, I suppose the 9-10 weeks or so, you have never been below 33%. You've been above 33% for the last couple of months. But last week, you took it to the final day.
I did.
And you needed to get it right last Friday in order to get to 2 out of 5 and 40% for the week. You were able to pull it out of the fire and able to find a winning answer. This week, you even added to the challenge because you got the first 3 days incorrect.
I did.
So that meant you would have to get both Thursday and Friday correct. You were able to pull it out yesterday and get it right. But now it's all on the line again for the second straight week. Can you do it again for the second straight week? You're pushing the math here.
Today.
You're pushing the math, though.
I'm feeling lucky today, though.
You
this
do
Friday
feel
the 14th, right. And my mom believes it's a good luck, a charm for our family.
Oh.
I trust her. So I believe today is my lucky day. But what is the topic for today's
all
number?
Right. The topic for today, the United States military aircraft.
United States military aircraft.
So that is the U.S. military aircraft.
Okay.
So it's going to involve the military and aircraft within the military. So
should definitely be an interesting number for sure.
It will be. And it's going to be one that's important. And
yes.
So it's going to be interesting to say the least. So stick around. That will be right at the end of the show as we see whether or not we can make sure Ian leaves for the weekend with a big smile with another victory with our number for the day quiz.
So, yes.
And real fast, I'm going to talk about, you know, some anniversaries later, but this one made me laugh because I don't know if you remember this. You may be too young. It used to be this kind of a joke with Oprah Winfrey where she was known for giving away cars to her audience.
Yeah.
And she would say, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car.
I think that's actually a meme on Facebook, too.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But it was actually 20 years ago today that she did that for the first time. So this,
wow.
So when you see that meme, when you hear about Oprah giving away cars, it was done on this date, September the 13th of 2004. So that's a little preview. That's one of the little history nuggets that we'll have later in the program. The time is 9:18. We will be talking Wisconsin sports coming up next with Paul Micklegg as we continue. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com and mobile devices by searching WXCO. And you hear the sniffling.
Right when I did it, I'm like, why did I just do that?
Does your head feel like heavy?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, when it feels like your head is about just to kind of take you down, it's like, and I could see when you walked in, it wasn't like, not that Sally Field perkiness that I always get from you on a Friday morning, but still fighting through it. I appreciate it. Paul Micklegg, head coach of the Newman Cardinals, here to talk some Wisconsin sports. And I guess number one is this is a fun time of year. We got everything going on except for the Bucks, and they'll be coming up pretty soon, but all the other major sports going on, so there's always plenty to talk about. Never have to worry about filling the time.
No, don't have to worry about filling
By the way, wait, real fast, by this time next week, I may officially have won the pizza. because the magic number's down to 7.
they're doing everything to try to slow it down. Luckily, the Yankees and Dodgers are helping us out.
Isn't it funny though, the series that they just finished with San Francisco, they were outscored by 7 runs in the series, but they got 2 out of 3 because they won the 2 low scoring games, and then when they lost, they gave up 13 runs, and they let their starting pitcher take a little bit of a beating, but they did not blow off the bullpen, at least, you know, because you can give a 4 in the first and 4 in the second like they did on Wednesday to be able to not blow it out. And I thought that was smart by Murphy, and again, a big picture thinking. It's like, it's always funny to me, the guys that are pitching great, they'll yank early, and the guys they are pitching that are pitching poorly, they'll keep in there because they have to stay within that sort of middle ground, no matter whether you're good or bad when you're a starting pitcher these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think they let him go 4.
Yep.
And they had to, so to be honest with you, it's not that much different than the regular outing by those guys.
Exactly. You
could give up 5 or 6 or whatever.
Give up 1 run or 2 runs and basically go up the same length of time.
And then being on the road, so then you don't got pitching a 9. So really, you only have to cover 8 innings and a loss like that. So, and Bauer pitched the 8th. So really, you had to cover 3 innings, which is most likely, if they were winning like last night, for example, that would have been the 7th, 8th, 9th.
Yeah.
So it literally does nothing to the bullpen.
And part of that win last night, Jackson Chourio, 20-20-20. I mean, we remember back when they, when they signed into this contract, boy, oh boy, it's turning into a brilliant move by the Brewers. And obviously, Jackson Chourio is very much, if he continues on this trajectory, he's going to be, back getting that massive contract in the midst of his career in the sweet spot. But, man, the Brewers, they got a good one, don't they? I mean,
he's special.
Guy has really been above expectations because, we knew he was going to be a good player, but as a 20-year-old being put in there, because I thought, again, this goes back to the whole mindset at the start of the year. Number one is thought, well, Murphy's being thrown to the wolves, being put in a tough situation. He's sort of that bridge manager until they get competitive again. They're going to throw Chourio in there because, hey, we're not expecting all that much, and he's going to learn on the job. But instead, Murphy takes this team to first place, and you got Chourio playing big games and producing big time. I mean, it really could not have gone any better for the Crew.
Yeah, and with Yelich out, obviously, he took over that spot in the outfield that Yelich was doing, and they gotta find a groove though. I mean, the first run was a walk and 3. I don't know if I've ever seen that. I think they said that was only the second time in history or something that happened, where a guy walks and then 3 pass balls or what pitches and scores. I mean,
it's going right, it's going right.
Correct, but I mean,
you can't count on that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and Chourio is the guy that I think that they can count on to be consistent, if you want to say.
He's not waving a wet newspaper up there. He's actually got some pop.
He's got, and he can do some things. I mean, the other guys, it kind of seems like it's a touch and go right now.
Yeah,
the consistency of it, and he's not. And that's I mean, where would they be without him? And obviously, Adames is doing his thing over there, but I actually don't think he's feeling his position as well as he has.
He's had some issues in the past, hasn't he?
But overall, for what they get, I mean, I thought he actually was a story last night because Adames had in the air, and what he was throwing to that guy, he's got some stuff.
He's just in the return process, and it shows the amazing aspects of surgery these days, because so many of these guys were in the past, when I was growing up, they were done.
Yep.
I mean, Pete Vukovic won the Cy Young Award and he had a shoulder injury and he was done. I mean, nowadays they come back and they're throwing harder than they did before.
I don't know if you saw it.
I did not see that last night.
As I was trying to go to sleep, I was in and out of watching it, and I happened to see him to that last batter, and I mean, it was 98. And he was, and then his off speed pitch. I mean, that was, you talk about 12-6. I mean, it was, and then he threw the slider for the strikeout. He's got, I mean, that stuff was moving. I mean, I was impressed. I mean, you kind of think to yourself, wow, is this the same guy that we saw just 2 months ago? I mean, in Philly when he had the start, I think in June, it was amazing. It really was, and the guy, and he was going down in AAA, and he was getting beat with over a 5 ERA, and then they put him in the bullpen, and he was absolutely fabulous down there, and then now he's coming up here, and he's got a little swagger to him. You know.
26 years old, so going right into the prime of his career. His career numbers are 6-14, and we look at this guy, he's going to win a lot more than six games with that kind of stuff. I mean, and even this year, I mean, that was only his eighth appearance.
It's like, correct.
So he's just getting back, and it's like he probably feels like he's got a brand new arm. It's like, oh man, I feel like 1,000% after, because when the guys get hurt, normally it is one specific moment. It usually it kind of wears, and then ultimately you're forced to have the surgery. But you're right. I mean,
they gave him a big contract.
Yes, they did.
So there must have been a reason why.
He had really good stuff when he came, you know, which has probably caused more firings of general managers over the years than anything else. Hey, this guy's had great stuff.
So well, I mean, Corbin Burns.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what about him? You know what I'm saying? He went the same route. Maybe the route wasn't the exact, and not saying that he can't be a starter again. Down the road, but,
I would hope,
you know.
So I hope he, because I do think when I he carries himself, I don't know why, I see certain pitchers when they are on the mound, they look like relievers, and others look like starters. That's the way that they carry themselves, and he looks like a starter to me. That's the way
when he was throwing 98 miles an hour last night, I was thinking this guy is going to be an inning a game, maybe get two innings out of him. You're going to see a lot of bullpen games, so to speak, in that playoffs. The second they give up a run, it'll be out.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're exactly right. So we're going to come back, talk some football. Big one for the Badgers tomorrow. They're all big, of course. I know, big. And the Packers getting set for their home opener as well at Lambeau on Sunday. So more to come with Paul Mickling after an information update. News, weather, and sports all coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickling. And tomorrow, 11 o'clock, the Badgers in Alabama. And I heard a good comment by somebody I was on the previous show to this one saying, at the very least, they're going to have some good tailgate parties. And then hopefully the Badgers can add to that. But it's exciting for the Badgers to get Alabama. And for whatever reason, and again, not really based on a whole lot of the first 2 weeks, I think you're going to have a shot. I don't think Alabama's going to come in there and blow them out. What do you think?
I mean, Alabama didn't play very well last week,
which was probably almost a bad thing. I was thinking I'm assuming that they're still very good, you know. Sometimes you'd almost wish they would have won 73-0 in a sense against a team they should, you know, beat by a pretty good margin, because then all of a sudden you as a coach know the coaches had a lot that they could work on with these guys in the past week.
Correct. I mean, and the two teams that they played, I think, are okay teams that the Badgers actually played. I think South Dakota State was sixth, I think, other. I mean, so it's not like they're – and I don't think there's difference.
But real quickly, South Dakota, you can find out exactly where they're ranked tomorrow morning during Sully's College Football page when we do have the FCS rankings during the course of the show.
Sully, and I know he's not listening, but he actually sent, because we have a long ride tonight, Sully sent it to me this morning. He said, hey, on your trip to the other country, you can read him on. So I'm going to have him before you do, Chad, to be honest with you, right there.
Well, heck, you should come in and do the show tomorrow morning.
I'll do it when we get back, and then I'll just come on over.
I'll continue about the Badgers in the last 2 weeks.
But I don't think what – I think they got to win or they got to lose. You know, I don't think there's like – hey, that was a good effort.
Moral victories.
I don't think there's moral victories here, because they're going to have a lot of these games, and moral victories are not going to cut it.
Right.
Moral victories are going to get them below .500 record. And so I to say like, oh, they played well, because we don't know if they're going to play. If you don't win, if they don't win for them, I'm just saying for them, right. If they don't win, there is no more victory.
And you're right. You're exactly right, in fact. I mean, when you look at what's happened the last couple of years, the whole point of the changes that have been made within this football program is to get away from, well, we're almost as good as these SEC teams. We're almost as good as Ohio State. We're almost as good as Michigan. It's about getting to the point where you're consistently in the mix to win a championship. I mean, I don't think that is ultimately the best mindset, because I think that they're putting themselves in a position where, after being a consistently top 10 to a top 15 program for a number of years, if it doesn't work, where if you lose that identity of who Wisconsin is, you could actually go backwards significantly just as easily as moving up into a world where they're playing for a national championship. But you're right. I mean, the Wisconsin Badgers football program is not having Luke Fickell as their coach to be playing for moral victory. So you're exactly right.
I'm not trying to sound rough on him, honestly.
No. But I mean,
it's that you changed your style of football, how you're playing offensively. And it's only the second year, so they got time yet. But with that being said, they did fast forward it by with a transfer portal. All right. Yeah. So it's not one of those things where it could be 3-4 years down the road. Last year, that team probably playing the other way. Do they win more games? I don't know. I think if they play their old way, they might win more games. And they had an opportunity with their schedule to have success. This year, you're playing their style against Alabama, against USC, right, against all these teams. And if you get beat playing their style, how are you going to change that? I don't right. understand, because you're not going to get in recruiting, right?
No. Oh. I had to clear my throat. I'm waving to him to turn off my microphone. Don't cough on the microphone. But you're right. And the thing about it, that's the whole thing. I truly believe that you have to do something differently than some of these schools. I don't think you win doing the same things, despite the fact that people wanted to. Hey, we want to play like this. No, you have to do it differently. I think that gives you a better chance to win. And again, it's not to say there was not stagnation within
correct,
Wisconsin.
Correct.
So I mean, there's so many layers to it. But you're right. I mean, it's like you have to beat these teams at what they do now. It's not about pounding the football. I was talking during the show Saturday last week that I'm not sure yet the Wisconsin Badgers know who they are, to be honest with you, compared to Rutgers. And we were talking about Rutgers, who have actually been, I think, with Shiano, they know exactly who they are. And they're actually, I think, overachieving in a number of ways within this very difficult conference. And the Badgers, they're still trying to find, for so many years with Barry Alvarez and then, you know, the coaches after him, they knew exactly who they were. I don't get the sense they quite know, because even you look at the running numbers, they're not anywhere close in these games where they used to be, you know, 350 yards in these early games. Now it's like very much not Badger-like. And again, they made a decision. They're going in a different way. And you're right. I mean, to make that kind of major change, it's going to take maybe a little bit of time. But at the same time, boy, you're taking a risk, in my opinion.
The problem is that our society there is no time.
You're right. Yeah.
And
but also the Badger football program is saying there's no time when you keep on bringing in 1 year quarterbacks. I mean, it's like they're saying as well, we're trying to go all in this year instead of saying, okay, we want a guy that we're going to have for 3 years.
I don't really blame them for that, to be honest with you, because I thought with the schedule that they had last year, they had the opportunity to make hay.
Yeah.
And this year then, they obviously did not like what they had. To get this guy, I do think that quarterback is going to be fine, but just like we saw last year's quarterback, he didn't start hitting his rhythm until that to the bowl game.
Right.
I mean, I thought he looked fabulous. The problem is, how long is it going to? It goes to your point. How long is it going to take to get him to go? And with the schedule they have, they really don't. There might not be a bowl game. You know, I don't want to like be like. Well, but that's your reality. No, I mean,
I saw some stories, you know, saying that for the last 8-9 weeks of the season, the Badgers will be lucky to be favored one or two times. I mean, it's like, depending on how things go, obviously, but I mean, there's a few games where they're gonna, I think, be favorites, but boy, there's gonna be some games where they're double digits, like this game tomorrow. They're a 15-point underdog. They're gonna be not only underdogs, but they're gonna be significant. That's how good some of these teams are playing.
Correct. And they go out and beat Alabama tomorrow, all those are gonna flip.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're in the playoff picture.
That's how quick it goes.
Exactly.
You know, but yeah. Like USC, I mean, I can just go down the list of teams. It's like, wow. I mean, I don't know if
yeah, getting USC and Oregon the first year is not easy.
No. Not easy at all. I mean, but it'll be interesting to see. Are you gonna watch this? You haven't watched any Badger game yet, have you?
I watched some of last week's game.
After
I got home from the York game.
And Western Michigan too.
I saw the
fourth quarter.
I lied. I lied that week. I said they were dead, and I watched the fourth quarter. So yeah, I did watch. I was pretty much the lot of the game last week.
Did you watch the Packer game last week?
I did not. I didn't see one snap of the Packer game last week because again I was working, and I got home basically when the game was ending. So, and even then I was like, dead. And I was saying that you know earlier. I said,
well, just so you know, Jordan Love thought that, and that's why this all happened.
Finally, a Friday where I don't have to be mad at the Packers or the Badgers, you know, and they're playing on Saturday and Sunday. The world is good again.
It doesn't take you much, does it? That's good to be happy.
How about the Pack? They take on Indy coming up on Sunday at Lambeau. I think the Packers are going to be okay on Sunday, even without Love. Am I being overly optimistic?
Yes.
What do you think?
I just said what I
think. I know, but I mean more. But real one point I wanted to ask you about is the idea of the quarterback. He was traded for 3 weeks ago, and obviously they felt like he was a step up over Sean Clifford. But at the same time, Clifford does have a year in the system. So even if you say Malik Willis is better, does that lack of experience almost equalize things than where they may have been better off going with Clifford? I how limited will they be? Oh, but also, you got Jacobs, and maybe for 1 week you do ride that guy like he's capable of, which I would like to see more often.
I mean, me personally, I would think Clifford, he's got experience. Willis does. I mean, three games starting.
He didn't hit 100 yards passing in any of those three games, by the way.
Oh, I'm aware. and that is a concern, obviously, with that. But they also say he's changed in the last, that was two years ago.
He was a rookie.
He was a rookie, and then last year he was good in the preseason, and he got better, and then they went with the other guy over him.
Yeah.
And then this year, obviously, he was better in preseason. I think he was 20 for 27.
Yeah, he was very good.
Let him go out there and see what's going on.
And obviously, the coach knows, you know, he obviously, it looks like, lost confidence that Clifford can come in there and execute what he wants to do. I think that's the bottom line. But with the trade number one and then not saying, hey, the guy that has been in the system this long is going to be the first opportunity. We're going to try to force feed Malik Willis and try to get something out of this. That says
I will say this though. Aren't you kind of ripping on yourself though?
Me?
No, not you. No. No.
I rip on myself. Matt LaFleur,
and Goody, because you drafted this guy.
Yeah.
You had two preseasons, all off season,
right,
to get him ready.
And to flip, so, to flip the coin, though, real quickly, I think you can say that, but to flip the coin as well is you like to see somebody that admits a mistake. If they do think it was a mistake, because sometimes people don't want to admit that mistake and say we're gonna keep throwing this at the wall, hoping that it'll stick eventually, even though we have not seen what we need to see. So again, no, but you're right. I mean, it says, hey, this is a mistake, but good old Goody has got to get
well, because since he's been there, have they had a good backup? Kinsler or from the Browns. We try, you know what I'm saying? Since he's taken over, look at their backups. Look at their backups. Take away Love. Look at their backups.
Right. Nobody that I can even remember, basically.
This ain't no Ron Wolf where he's got Ty Detmer, Mark Brunell.
You have a third stringer, you can flip for a second round draft pick at some point.
Correct. What I'm getting at is I don't know if they, because it's funny. Now, I want to talk about the backups, and you don't want to talk about the backups. But
I'm willing to talk about the backups.
No, I'm not saying that. But you know what I'm getting at?
No, I mean, it's... Do you think they're going to win Sunday?
No.
I mean, the Colts are not bad. I mean, they... You know,
that quarterback is... They got weapons.
Yeah, I mean, against Houston. I mean, a lot of folks are saying Houston is going to be one of the best in the AFC, and that was a very competitive game last week. So
yeah. I thought they're... Their defense is going to come back better, and it's going to be sitting there to stop the run. That's why they're saying that, you know, maybe Love will play just because, you know, he's trying to play games with them or whatever the case might be.
It's hard to think that he would play after a sprained MCL 1 week. I don't know. Just
whatchamacallit, Lawrence did last year.
Oh, he did? I missed
that. And they put a brace on him. And
put a brace on, tape him up, and get him out there.
I don't know how long it was. I don't if he was even out a week, but I'm. It was close. Oh, it was okay. It was close that they did. So I'm not saying it hasn't been done before.
Oh, okay.
But I also think that, you know, he keeps saying that he's got to be able to protect himself.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is going to happen. And again, I think it's more of a which I didn't know at the beginning of the week, but then after as the week went on. They're just trying to get any advantage they possibly can for their team. That's
yes,
it, which
they
is
are.
Good. Which is,
oh,
I got nothing wrong. So they got to get, because it's going to be two separate game plans.
Yes, it will. I got to say, after you're talking all this time, you sound better.
I do feel better.
There you go. Got the adrenaline. It makes the body work better. So
I'm going to thank you for getting me through the day, Chad.
There you go. Well, I would say enjoy the bus ride, but those long bus rides are not easy. So have a good night in Niagara, and hopefully a safe trip back home.
We will, Chad. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
9:49 coming up. Can Ian pull it out? Get the W. We'll find out next with our number for the day quiz and our daily history lesson here on WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today is Friday, September the 13th of 2024. It is day number 257 of this year. We are down to 109 days remaining in the year. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Again, September the 13th, Friday the 13th. It's not always Friday, September the 13th, but this year it does land here on this date. 1899, Henry Bliss was the first person in the United States to be killed in an automobile accident. 1985, Nintendo released its smash hit, Super Mario Brothers. That is, 39 years ago, Super Mario Brothers released by Nintendo. On this date in 1996, Tupac Shakur died 6 days after being shot in Las Vegas. 1990, the first episode of Law & Order aired on NBC. On this date in 2001, civilian aircraft traffic in the U.S., which had been grounded following the September 11 attacks, was allowed to resume. On this date in 2017, 7 years ago, the International Olympic Committee announced Paris for this year, 2024, and Los Angeles for 2028 will host the Olympic Games. 2019, 5 years ago, Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for her role in the college admissions scandal. And on this date, and I laugh because it's, you know, just part of misinformation. On this date in 2021, Nicki Minaj tweeted misinformation about vaccines making men impotent, forcing prominent officials to publicly debunk it. Some folks are celebrating their birthdays today, some famous people. Jacqueline Bisset, the actress, is 80 years old today. Actor Jean Smart, Designing Women fame. Also, Hacks, which is an exceptionally well-received comedy, 73 years old. Randy Jones, you may not know who Randy Jones is. He was the cowboy of the Village People. Randy Jones is 72 years old. Radio and TV personality Tavis Smiley is 60 years old today. TV and movie producer Tyler Perry turning 55. Fashion designer Stella McCartney, also the daughter of Paul McCartney. Stella McCartney is 53 years old today. Actor Ben Savage of Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World is 44. Country singer, songwriter Hardy turning 34 years old today. Niall Horan of One Direction, The Voice, 31 years old today. And Lily Reinhart of Riverdale fame is 28 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today on September the 13th, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Bald is Beautiful Day. It is Blame Someone Else Day. It is Defy Superstition Day. Fortune Cookie Day.
Nice.
International Chocolate Day. That sounds good. Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. It is Peanut Day. It is Positive Thinking Day.
Very good.
It is Snack a Pickle Time. It is Uncle Sam Day. And it is Stand Up to Cancer Day. So lots of different reasons to acknowledge here on September the 13th. And it is now time.
Yes.
It's our number for the day quiz. And every day we wrap things up with a number for the day. And we make it a quiz for Ian because we want to have some fun to wrap things up.
Absolutely.
And based on the math, he should get 33% correct. And he's been able to do that pretty much every week for the last couple of months. Last week, he pulled out a victory in the final day of the week with a correct answer last Friday to get 2 out of 5 for the week. This week, he got it wrong on Monday. He got it wrong on Tuesday. He got it wrong on Wednesday. So all of a sudden, yes, forced into a position where he had to get it right both yesterday and today. And yesterday, you did get it right.
I did, absolutely.
And now it is all down to today. You talk about building the drama, building the suspense.
Oh, very much.
We have done that. And it is now time for the question.
United States military aircraft.
Well, that's the topic. Well, to give you the specific, the number for the day today is the fighter aircraft in the U.S. military. The U.S. military has more fighter aircraft than any other nation.
Okay.
China is second. Russia is third. But how many fighter aircraft are in the United States military?
How many fighter aircraft?
Is the correct answer 809. Is the correct answer 1,207? Is the correct answer 1,854?
Okay.
So 809, 1207, 1854.
Okay. Now the pressure's really on. Okay.
The beads of sweat are forming on his forehead.
Yes.
He is digging deep into his vast knowledge.
I'm not going to overthink this. I'm going to go with my gut here.
All right.
We're I will in the past.
All right.
I'm gonna do it. I'm feeling lucky today.
All right.
So I'm going to say.
All right.
Number of fighter aircrafts.
809, 1207, or 1854.
I'm going to say B. I'm going to go with 1209. B is my final answer.
So 1207.
Sorry, 1207.
Okay, that is your final answer.
B, that's my final answer.
All right. Fighter aircraft in the U.S. military. Well, I will say that Russia has 809. So it's not 809.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
So that leaves 1207 and 1854. Okay. China has 1207.
Oh.
So that means the United States has 1854.
Well, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all. And the thing about it is, the sign of a good man is when you get knocked down, you get back up again.
That is absolutely right.
And that means also that because you had a bad week this week, maybe it's going to be a great week next week. In fact, a record-breaking week next week. That's what we got to look for, right?
Absolutely. Persistence is the sign of maturity.
There you go. Well, enjoy the weekend nevertheless.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
Coming up.
Stay lucky out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, join us for high school football tonight. West and Everest, 6:35. Marathon in Amherst, 6:35 on the Sports 2 stream. Matinee on Air coming up next. Have a great weekend. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.